124-2111 WC Henry Williams Appellant by Adam Rosner versus the Illinois Workers' Compensation Commission et al. Terminal Getaway Spa Appellee by Marcy Singer Ruiz.
Mr. Rosner, again, you may proceed.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. Again, Adam Rosner on behalf of the plaintiff appellant Henry Williams. The issue on this claim is accident. Again, this is a question of fact to be determined by the commission, so it is a manifest weight standard. The issue on this claim, Your Honor, Your Honors, is that the reasoning, or it's a manifestation date, so it's a repetitive trauma injury, and I cited to some cases in my brief, the 3D Discount Stores and the Peoria County Board, where this court has been, for lack of a better term, fluid in when determining the manifestation date. It's when it becomes reasonably or clearly apparent to a reasonable person that they have this condition and it's causally related to their work activities. And the issue, if you look to the commission's decision and it was an affirm and adopt of the arbitrator's decision, C 946 through 947 of the transcript, it states the arbitrator finds that it should have become apparent to petitioner at or around the 6 month mark after starting work for respondent that his developing hand condition was potentially linked to his new job. And plaintiff takes issue with the potentially linked term to his new job. The reason being that that's not the standard. So it is a manifest weight, question of fact, but our argument is that the commission misapplied or used the incorrect standard when determining the manifestation date. Potentially linked is not the standard. The standard is the reasonable person standard when it became clearly apparent. Plaintiff did testify at his trial that he did start feeling some pain or symptoms in his hands after working for defendant for about 6 months. However, he had not started treatment at that point. And in the 3D Discount Stores claim, it states the court states it's not necessarily when the plaintiff or the claimant starts feeling symptoms. It can be well after that, the manifestation date. And here he started feeling symptoms 6 months thereafter. He has the August 30th, 2015 work accident involving his index, the acute trauma involving his index and ring finger. He treats for that. And then on October 28th, 2015, plaintiff gets recommended for an EMG, undergoes the EMG, which shows bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome the next day. And then Dr. Fink, the treating physician, on March 30th, 2016, authors a narrative report where he says he's got carpal tunnel. His job as a masseuse, I believe it's causally related to his job activities as a masseuse. So by reasoning of the 3D discount store case, the manifestation date theoretically can be between any day between October 28th, 2015, and the date in which there's an actual causal link by his treating physician on March 30th, 2016. So the commission's decision that the standard is potentially linked versus a reasonable person standard is a misapplication. So it is our position that that using the reasonable person standard that this court has used in the past, the manifestation that the we would request that be remanded for further proceedings at the and that the manifestation date was October 28th, 2015, and an accident arose out of it in the course of plaintiff's appointment. Thank you.
Questions from the court? No? Okay. Thank you. I have time again in reply. Ms. Ruiz, you may respond.
May it please the court, counsel. My name is still Marcy Ruiz, and I have the pleasure of representing Terminal Getaway Spa in this matter. Plaintiff filed this appeal alleging that the commission erred in finding that plaintiff failed to prove he suffered accidental injuries arising out of and in the course of his employment, and that there's no causal connection between his carpal tunnel syndrome and his employment with defendant. Plaintiff's arguments on these issues are arguments of credibility and arguments of weight. They argue Dr. Fink is more credible than Dr. Fernandez, and that Dr. Fernandez's opinion should not be relied upon by the commission. However, these arguments do not have merit. It's the exclusive function of the commission to judge the credibility of the witnesses, determine the weight to be given their testimony, and resolve conflicting medical evidence. Based upon the evidence in the record, the commission could and did properly conclude that plaintiff failed to prove he suffered accidental injuries arising out of and in the course of his employment, and the decision of the commission should be affirmed in its entirety. In finding the plaintiff failed to prove he suffered accidental injuries, the record reveals and the commission relied on several facts. First, plaintiff testified that he had bilateral wrist and hand pain since 2014, but he did not mention this to his doctors until 2016. Plaintiff was treating with two hand specialists for complaints of hand pain from September 2015 until March of 2016 and never complained of bilateral hand numbness or any other carpal tunnel type complaints and never told the doctor of these complaints. The commission found this delay in reporting his symptoms significant. Dr. Fink, the treater, admitted in his deposition that he treated the plaintiff for months and plaintiff never complained of bilateral carpal tunnel symptoms. The EMG the claimant underwent was not due to diagnose or confirm the presence of carpal tunnel syndrome. We know this because as of the date of the EMG, claimant did not complain of carpal tunnel symptoms. He was not being treated or evaluated for carpal tunnel syndrome. The EMG was ordered due to the left index finger complaints, which is not the subject of this appeal. That Dr. Fink testified that plaintiff did not complain of bilateral wrist and hand complaints at his initial visit in October of 2015 and into the spring of 2016. Due to not having hand and wrist complaints, Dr. Fink testified in the deposition that he did not examine the claimant for these problems. Dr. Fernandez opined that the duties of a massage therapist would not cause carpal tunnel syndrome. That the objective and provocative testing for carpal tunnel syndrome, which are the Phalen's and the Tinel's tests, did not demonstrate signs and symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome. That the numbness and tingling associated with carpal tunnel syndrome are sensory findings. The EMG did not reveal any sensory findings. Based upon all of these facts, the commission could and did properly conclude that plaintiff failed to prove he suffered accidental injuries arising out of and in the course of his employment. For these reasons, the decision must be affirmed. To the extent that medical testimony might be conflicting, the resolution of such conflicts falls within the province of the commission to decide as they are the trier of fact. It's not this court's role to reweigh the evidence or substitute its judgment for that of the commission. Based upon the same reasoning, the commission could and did properly conclude that there was no causal connection between the carpal tunnel syndrome and plaintiff's work with defendant. This court does not have to agree with the commission's determination, but that does not mean that this court can overturn the commission's decision. It does not mean that this court can substitute its judgment for that of the commission's. Due to its expertise in medical matters, the commission is given deference when it makes these types of decisions. In this claim, with this record, the commission drew reasonable inferences with the evidence presented, and the opposite conclusion is not clearly apparent. Dr. Fernandez is an orthopedic surgeon who specializes in upper extremities. It is reasonable for the commission to rely on an expert like Dr. Fernandez. Plaintiff does not appear to take issue with the commission's adopting Dr. Fernandez's opinions over those of Dr. Fink when finding plaintiff failed to prove he suffered accidental injuries arising out of in the course of his employment. Rather, in his brief, he suggests that the commission erred when they noted that plaintiff should have become aware of the relationship between his work duties and his hand complaints 6 months after he began working for defendant. Plaintiff argues the manifestation, excuse me, plaintiff argues that the manifestation date that he used of October 28, 2015 is the correct date of manifestation, and the commission should have inferred that the manifestation date was between October 28 of 2015 and March 30 of 2016. The commission did not deny benefits because they believe plaintiff got the manifestation date wrong. They denied benefits because the evidence in the record did not support plaintiff's claim of accidental injuries arising out of and in the course of his employment. However, I will address plaintiff's arguments by stating that he explains the manifestation date he used as being the day before the EMG was done. However, the treating medical records reveal that the plaintiff did not complain of carpal tunnel symptoms before the EMG was performed, that the EMG was not performed due to carpal tunnel complaints or carpal tunnel symptoms, or to rule in or even to rule out that he suffered from carpal tunnel syndrome, but rather it was due to his index finger injury he suffered in another claim, which is the subject of another appeal. That it wasn't until 5 months after the EMG that plaintiff complained of carpal tunnel symptoms. By this time, he had not been working for employer for 7 months. The plaintiff was treating with two different hand specialists during the 5 month period between the EMG and the first time he complained of carpal tunnel complaints to his doctors, yet he never mentioned any problems with his bilateral hands to either doctor during this 5 months of treatment. The commission in denying benefits based its decision on the medical evidence after a thorough review of the treating records and the deposition testimony of the doctors. In his appeal, claimant raises no issues of law. All the issues raised are questions of fact, and the manifest weight standard must be used. The inquiry whether the record contains sufficient evidence to support the commission's determination, and it does in this claim. It's not the role of this court to reweigh the evidence. The commission's decision is supported by the manifest weight of the evidence and must be affirmed in its entirety. On behalf of Terminal Getaway Spa, we respectfully request the decision of the commission be affirmed in its entirety. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Mr. Rosner, you may reply. Oh, you're unmuted. There we go.
My apologies. Thank you, Your Honor. So I only address in response to the issue on causation, I only addressed the issue of accident, the manifestation date, because in the commission's decision, while they did give some reasoning in the causation section, because they didn't find an accident arose out of in the course of a plaintiff's employment, they found all the other issues moot. So if you know, it's our position that if we were to find a manifestation date and an accident did arise out of in the course of plaintiff's employment, causation would be remanded back to the commission for further review. In response to Ms. Singer-Ruiz's argument, it's not necessarily just that the commission found the manifestation date was incorrect. It was a misapplication of what the standard is. And again, as I stated, the standard is a reasonable person standard, not this potentially linked to whether one plaintiff thought it was potentially linked his carpal tunnel syndrome back to his employment. And again, we're going back to the 3D Discount Stores case, it's not necessarily when he initially felt symptoms. It's when he knew he had carpal tunnels, or when you know you had the symptoms and you know that they're causally related. Again, here, theoretically, the manifestation date can be any time between he starts feeling the symptoms and when we have a causation opinion from the treater, being Dr. Fink, March 30th, 2016, that he knows that his condition is related to his work activities as a masseuse. Plaintiff is a layperson. He can't diagnose himself and he can't give a legal causation opinion. So I think, the court has given deference to when a manifestation date can be. So with that, again, we respectfully request that the case be remanded back to the commission for further proceedings. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Questions from the court for anyone? Oh, no. Okay. Well, thank you, counsel, both for your arguments in this matter this afternoon. It will be taken under advisement and a written disposition shall issue.